Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
As well as financial advisor Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
What's on the agenda today, gentlemen?
Well, I got 2 one-liners now, Laurie.
Okay.
Y'all got on me for not having a joke last week, so I got one. Okay. A wise man once told his wife nothing because he was a wise man. Next was kind of, said, wife said, I'm pissed. Husband said, again or still? That's kind of relates, that was a man joke today.
There you go.
Y'all tend to get pissed at us, Laurie. Anyway, we're going to talk about retirement today again. That's
a topic. You know, if you have lots of money, we might not get so aggravated. So make that happen for
maybe
us, don't
you? We don't have enough money, Gary.
That's, well, and think about it. In retirement, what's the main thing you need? Now, you need your health, you need love, you need a purpose, but in order to afford all those things, you need money.
I was reading an article about a 401k expert, and he said they need to include income annuities in the 401k, and here's why. A recent article said that only 3 out of 4 retirees are looking for an income in their guaranteed income as part of their portfolio. And so if you haven't your 401k, it's obvious you sign up for it in there, but they don't, 401k carriers just don't put it in there. It also said that 28% of baby boomers have no pension or expect to have no pension at all. Because I told you last week that the 401ks is the only thing they got left, and where defined benefit plans and pension plans are a dinosaur. So big companies are doing away with them. So what do you got? And so that puts all the burden on you. You got to do more for yourself, Gary.
Yeah, I used to tell people, and I still tell people this, nobody's going to be there to push your rocking chair.
That's right.
when you're older. Now, somebody will be there, but somebody's got to pay that person to push your rocking chair. So,
and they're coming out for us looking for help and advice because we've got some guaranteed income plans available. So they're coming to us. That's why our business is so brisk right now.
Well, people are always looking for ways to prepare for their retirement. And, you know, retirement's something we all look forward to, most of us, I guess. You know, some people never want to retire. They never want to stop working, but they want to have the ability to do whatever they want to do, work when they want to work. And, again, it comes back to having the available funds to fund what you want to do in retirement. You have to be able to pay for the things you need because a lot of things don't change in retirement.
And I want to say this. A lot of my clients ask me, you know, we thought you were going to retire. I say, I'm not going to retire, folks. I could retire a long time ago. But I love my job. I love my clients. And I still come in part-time. I love to see my clients. And some of them the other day been with me 30 years.
Yep. And you're suffering from one of the great risks in retirement. And you know what those are? There are 4 significant risks that you have going into retirement behind your retirement door that are just waiting for you to come through. And the number one risk in retirement is longevity. Now, that's great.
Yeah.
because we're happy to see you every day. We want you to come in the office. You're living longer. That means you've got to stretch your money out longer than you may expect.
That's true.
Everyone in general. Yeah. The lifespan expectancy has surpassed what the system was set up for.
Well, think about it. We're trying to eat healthier. I was in the grocery store this morning buying some pineapple and grapes to eat for breakfast instead of my breakfast sandwich that adds to my waistline.
Right,
so
right.
I'm trying to do something different. Why? Because I want to live longer. Well, if I'm going to live longer, hopefully I'll be healthier, because our second biggest problem in retirement is our health care expenses. You know, living longer means we've got to stretch our bodies out farther. I laughed at my son one day. This is my older son, because he said, you know, our bodies are only supposed to last about 40 years. Well, Jim, that means you and I are both 27 to 30 years past our our life expectancy. But we are living longer. And so you have to find ways to stretch your money farther. You have to find ways. And you can't just cut your costs forever.
People are living in their 80s, Gary.
80s and 90s. It is nothing.
And you got to plan for that. Okay, you got to plan for that. But here's the thing about it. What surprised me, Gary, is 10 baby boomers will turn 65 every day for the next 13 years.
Exactly.
Well, that's a lot of people retiring.
It is. And think about it. Most of those people will be signing up for Social Security at some point. We can talk about that in a few minutes here. But, you know, you can sign up for Social Security when you're 62, or you can wait until you're 70. But 10 people, that every day people are aging into Social Security, and also that means they're aging into Medicare.
Yep.
So their needs are changing, and also their requirements for what they're going to need are changing.
Your needs, listening to this program, our radio listeners' needs may be changing, or perhaps you're not sure if you're ready for retirement. Take advantage of our offer for a complimentary consultation with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call for that appointment at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you can always go to our website, Ask Jim Bird, BYRD. AskJimBird.com. Whatever time of the day you're up, early in the morning, late at night, leave us a question there. We'll be happy to answer it. We have some general topics on retirement, Social Security, Medicare, those kind of things on our website. And, you know, that's generally a good starting point for a lot of people. Go in and see what things we're asking you to think about, and then give us a call.
And, you know, Gary, it says here that the average, the Fidelity Investments, says the average 401k is about $105,000. That's down from third quarter 2019, okay, where it was a little higher, about $108,000. But it's nice when we got those people come in, they've worked for big companies and all their life, and they've got $600,000-$700,000 in their 401k. It's easy to plan and get a nice retirement for that.
It is easier to plan when you've done a lot of savings. You know, a lot of people had to dip into their 401ks or IRAs, whatever kind of savings plan you had last year because of COVID. And, you know, that's one of the things that we really can't control in retirement. You know, unexpected things that happen, like a hurricane or like a pandemic. You know, people didn't expect to be put out of work or not able to do some of the things they did for several months. And so that caused a lot of people to have to dig into their retirement plans earlier. And that's one of the importance of planning for longevity.
And let me remind you listeners out there, folks, annuities is one of the best place to get a guaranteed income, guaranteed for life. Get both you and your spouse get a guaranteed income for life. There is where the phrase came from, we guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So come in and look at it. And before you get the people here, and brokers will talk negative about annuities and stuff like that, or they're expensive, tie up your money and all that. You don't mind tying up the money for the income, guaranteed income you're going to need the rest of your life. And it's not tying up your income. It's tying it up if you want to cash it in and get cash value. But if you want an income, you can draw an income anytime after the first year. And that can be a lifetime income if you want it to be.
Well, think about it. Anything that you put money into that is really going to be tangible over your lifetime is a long-term investment. Why do we buy houses? Because we want to build cash value so that at some point we aren't renting. Why do we put money in investment accounts? We want those investments to grow because we're going to need to use that money at some point. People put money in 401ks, one, because it's a tax deduction. You know, you lower your taxable income based on putting money in before you spend it. So, you know, those are great investments. But, you know, let's talk about money for a minute, because here's an important thing. And this is one thing that we've seen over the last few years. The, you know, for most of us, retirement, we think about filing for our Social Security at 65. Well, over the last few years, there's been an increasing number of people who are applying for Social Security at 62. It could be circumstances. It could be they're trying to augment their earnings, maybe pay for health care expenses before they can sign up for Medicare. But you and I've talked many times about the right time to sign up for Social Security.
Right.
You know, you do have an increase, and you can speak to that.
It's a different opinion, different needs. Gary went ahead and retired early. He retired very early on that and was planning on being retired until he got remarried, changed his plans. But I didn't retire or start drawing Social Security at 69, and I didn't even need it then. I just took it. I don't know why I took it, but my Social Security is very high. Okay, and I can live off of Social Security, but pension plans you're forced to take at 65. You don't have a choice.
Right, and your Social Security, if you don't take it between 65 and 70, it stops at 70. But every year that you forego Social Security between 65 and 70, your benefit grows by about 8%. Yeah. After 70, it stops growing.
Right.
If you sign up before 65, your benefit is about 25% less than what it would be than if you waited to your full retirement age. And that varies based on when you were born. My full retirement age was, I think, 66 in a few months because I was born in 1954. Anybody born after that, their full retirement age, I think right now, is approximately 67. So, but here's an idea. You know, let's say you're getting ready to maybe retire or just maybe make some lifestyle changes at 62. If you've invested in your own individual plan, like an annuity, and I'm not afraid to say that word, like an annuity which grows, you can start drawing on that annuity before you sign up for Social Security. Therefore, you could take the time frame that you're looking at Social Security, possibly push it back a couple of years to take advantage of the enhanced payment that you're going to make by not signing up early. Some people sign up early because they have to, and it just depends on the way that you've saved.
Exactly. And here's another big point, and I've made this point many times before, that your spouse is going to get the higher of the two, get her own Social Security or your Social Security if it's higher.
Right.
If your part of Social Security is higher, get that. And that same way at death, you know, she get the choice between the two, the higher of the two. Don't get both, but to get higher of the two.
Right. When one spouse goes away, you lose that extra Social Security.
So I did that. I waited and got mine built up because I wanted my wife to have a high Social Security. I figured I'd predecease her. May not be the case, but she'll drive me crazy, yeah, probably.
No one has a crystal ball, which is so important to use your word, planning, Gary. Yeah. You've got to plan. So I encourage you to pick up the phone and call Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services. We offer a complimentary consultation. No pressure, no obligation. You'll find out they're just as real and genuine in the office as they are here on the radio show or a Zoom. If that would make you feel better, call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you know, talking about Zoom calls, that's been, I think, one of the wonderful things. I hate to say something good came out of the pandemic, but think about it. We're all very busy. And when you try to go across town, even in Fairhope, it takes a few minutes to get somewhere, and depending on traffic and weather conditions, with a Zoom meeting, you just sit down at your computer, sit down with your tablet, your your iPhone. It can be anything with a camera in it, and we can have a face-to-face meeting without an hour-long drive. It's a very easy process that we've started taking advantage of. It saves our clients time. It's just a very easy way, and you don't feel like somebody's boxing in. You know, sometimes when you go to visit somebody in your office or in their office, you feel obligated to do something. Right. You feel pressure. But in a Zoom meeting, I shouldn't say this, but, you know, you can just hang up at any time. Kind of like hanging up on a telemarketer that, now, we hope you would never do that, because we hope we're giving you some concrete information about how to plan for managing your money.
Well, I have to remind my listeners and myself, I'm a fee-based advisor, Gary, legal fee-based advisor, but I don't charge. First consultation's free. If you want to continue on a fee-based arrangement, I can do that, but I don't charge a lot of the fee. I'll usually just do it for a commission base is what I
right.
do. I don't do that a lot, but I can do that. You know, we can proceed that way if you want to do it. And it's up to you. I'll give you the choice if you want to do it fee-based only, if you want to do commission only, or whatever.
And there's multiple ways that we can meet with clients. You know, we're talking about longevity, and that's a big, big deal for most people, because we want to live as long as we can. Here's something I bet people are, they may be thinking about, and there's lots of stories about whether inflation is going to come roaring back or come back. I just read an article a couple of days ago that Kimberly-Clark is looking later this year, about September time frame, to have a price increase on things like razors and diapers and consumer items, and they're talking about having that price increase in the high single digits. Now, what's a high single digit mean? Think about it. 5 is a medium.
Nine.
5 is the middle.
9.
6 to 9%. That's inflation, folks. You've got to put a part of your plan together to worry about inflation. So you need to have somewhere where your money is not only safe, because we all have the fear of losing money. That is the number one concern when people come in our office and we ask them, what are you looking for? And the first thing they almost always tell us is, I don't want to lose my money. This is all I've got. This is what I've saved.
Here's an example, Gary. I just filled up my car this morning. I stopped by and got gas. It's $2.75 a gallon.
Sure.
I think if I'm on a fixed rate, you know, fixed budget income, like that's going to cut into my income pretty bad.
Oh, sure.
And, and you can't control that.
No, you can't. We, you know, inflation is the general increase in prices, which lowers the value of our money. You know, if something costs you a dollar today, and it's a dollar and a quarter next year for the same thing, then your money's buying less. So you need to find a way, and this is the attraction of the stock market. You know, it always has a way to grow, but the other side of the stock market is you never put money in that you're not willing to lose.
That's it.
And in strategy, some of the strategies that we offer strategies that if you want to be in the market, boy, you can put them in the market tomorrow and design their risk tolerance. You want to take more risk and have a chance of earning a higher return, we can offer that. You can offer that. If you want to be more conservative, you can put money in an account where you have a lower risk, which means you're going to get a lower rate of return. The risk ratio of return is directly proportionate. If you want a higher risk, you're probably going to get a higher return, but you take more risk and the chances of losing are there.
In my opinion, Gary, is a long-term investment. And long-term, especially if you're trying to invest towards retirement, you got to look at your age of your person retiring, things like that.
Oh, sure.
And you have that much time, and you know, and you catch a downturn in the market like 2000, 2008, what are you going to do? Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, I've heard stories after story of people that lost half their investments in the market in that time, and they said, now I'm ready to retire. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, so you either choice is to keep working or lower your retirement income. That's the only choices you got. So if you're willing to do that, keep taking a gamble of the market. But if you want a guarantee in there, a guaranteed income, you cannot outlive, come see us. And we're not giving up return, folks. We can show you how to get a nice return on your money. I think it'll be, in the long run, equivalent to the market.
And you know, I remember 2008. And if you were 30 years old in 2008, and you lost 40% or 37%, I forget. Yeah, it varied for each person who was invested. If you lost that much when you were in your 30s, then it didn't mean that much. But I remember sitting at a company meeting in 2008, and our people came in to tell us how our 401ks were doing. And unfortunately, they said, guys, for the first year, and we don't know how long, we have to report a loss to you. And they said, you're going to make it up over time. Well, I was sitting next to a gentleman who was 65, and he looked at me and said, I was planning to retire next year, and I've just had a big loss. So losses, you know, if you listen to somebody like Warren Buffett, he will tell you that gains help you more than losses hurt you more than gains help. So when you lose 10%, you have to make up, you have to grow that by more than 10% just to be back where you were. So if you're in your 30s, yeah, be willing to take a little bit of risk. But in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, that risk becomes very, very tenuous.
And the decision is, how much risk do you want to take? Mm-hmm. You at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne can actually offer a complimentary risk analysis along with your complimentary consultation. If you call 625-1226,
625-1226,
or toll-free 877-251-1984,
877-251-1984.
And I'll make you happy and say, don't forget to go to AskJimBird.com, BYRD, or Safe Harbor Financial Services. You'll probably pull us up that way, but Ask Jim Bird will take you right to our website.
Well, let's change gears just a minute, okay? Let's talk about long-term care costs. I've got an article right here. It says, you know, adult daycare runs you about $18,200 a year. Assisted living facility, about $45,000 a year. Home health care aid, that's 6.5 hours a day, is $47,450 a year. Nursing home semi-private is $85,775 a year. Nursing home private is $97,455 a year, folks. You got to understand, that's going to come out of your money, your assets. You know, they have no mercy for that. It's going to come out of your assets and Social Security, everything you got. We've got plans that would help pay that cost, that would help pay that, okay, at no cost to you. It's included in some of the benefits of the plans that we have. To me, that's well worth coming in there and talking to us, Gary. We have people every day that are amazed at what they can get, and they're so glad that they got that because they didn't realize that. Let's say your husband, you're married, and your husband goes into a nursing home. Okay, it's going to drain you down, eat everything you got in there, out, go, and then they die. What do you got left to live on?
Right.
Okay, you got to think about things like that. And we have to plan for contingencies like that, where we got an income for life, a guaranteed income for life, and then has what we call the home health care doubler on it, which could help pay for nursing home. It's not just nursing home benefit. It's used for anything, but it's a home health care doubler.
Right. Most people don't think that health care when they're retired is going to be expensive. They, you know, they have this idea that, oh, well, I've got Medicare. Medicare is going to pay for everything. Well, even with Medicare, with your copayments, your Medicare premiums, a couple that are 65 today can expect to have to spend about $295,000 over their lifetime, depending on your health. It's going to be a little bit lower for some people, might be higher for some other people, depending on your health. But healthcare expenses are one of the largest expenses that you have to plan for in retirement. And, you know, the first thing you do is, well, be healthy. You know, that's why I'm eating grapes and pineapple for breakfast and yogurt instead of my little Egg McMuffin. I shouldn't give a plug to one of the chains, but I do love some of those little breakfast sandwiches. But, you know, they affect our health. And healthcare expenses, here's something we hear quite often. You know, in our country, not everybody marries someone the same age. And a husband or a wife may be ready to retire, and both of you may be on company insurance. Well, if one of you is Medicare age and one's not, you have to go out and look for private health insurance unless you're covered by another employer. So that's an expense that most people aren't really thinking about when they're thinking about retirement. I think the thing that we help people do is ask them the questions that they're not thinking of themselves. You know, when if you're just doing this on your own, you might say, well, I know I need to do this. I know I need to do this. But, you know, when you sit down with a financial advisor and they can actually say, look, have you thought about all these other aspects of retirement? And how are you going to spend your money? How are you going to save for it? We'll give you a retirement calculator.
And, Gary, the advantage that we have over a lot of advisors is we've been there. We're older ourselves. We've been through retirement. And, you know, when you know when to take it, and there are different opinions on when to take Social Security and retirement, things like that.
Yeah.
So we know. We've been there, folks. Come somebody that's been through it. Okay? Another thing I want to cover here says nearly 70% of retirees who own an annuity say they're confident that their savings and investments will not run out until they live to age 90. Well, if they had a lifetime income annuity, they may not have had one. There's not all of them are lifetime income annuity. That'd be 100%. Guaranteed wouldn't run out, you know, it wouldn't run out. But it says compared with 57% of retirees who don't own an annuity. Those I got news for you, folks. If you don't have an annuity in there, you may have be more worried than you think.
Well, I think that's because people look at guaranteed income in retirement as Social Security, and that for most people that is their guaranteed income in retirement. But, you know, it's getting harder and harder just to live on Social Security. Most people don't want to change their lifestyle dramatically when they retire. And here's the last thing most people don't think about. You know, we're having lots of news right now of stimulus packages and trillions of dollars being spent on different projects improving our infrastructure. Just heard a plan this morning talking about adding additional money for feeding children, and that's a great thing. But when you're adding trillions and trillions of dollars to the national debt, the other side of that is somewhere on the line, the government's got to generate more taxes, and taxes in retirement is a big concern for a lot of people.
We're already seeing that in a proposed plan to tax the richer.
Oh, yeah.
So we must be prepared for that.
That's just farce. It's not going to be just the richer. It's going to be everybody, Laurie. I got news for people.
Well, it is, because, you know, you're talking about taxing corporations. A corporation does not just eat all the increase in its cost. They pass those costs along.
Yes.
So if we, and I'm not advocating one tax plan versus another. What I'm saying to an individual person is look at the way you're saving. You need to put some of your savings in a tax deferred investment.
Right.
That it just makes sense. But you need to also be looking at putting some of your income in a tax exempt status. I don't care if you buy a municipal bond or put money in a Roth or put money in a properly constructed life insurance plan. You need to be able to manage your money when you're taking it out. One, so that you're paying the lowest tax rate. Two, that's so that you make sure your Social Security is not taxed.
That's
you know,
exactly
people
right.
don't remember both Reagan and Clinton. We're responsible, so you can't blame the Democrats or Republicans individually. A Republican and a Democrat both signed legislation that taxed our Social Security. Our Social Security used to not be taxed, and it still isn't taxed if you make below a certain amount of money. But most people retiring are probably making enough, and if you've done a great job retiring, and like you say, if you've got $400,000 or $500,000 in a retirement plan, just your RMDs alone are probably going to cause your Social Security to be taxed. So there's a time to plan for that.
And you got to wait till you're 66 if you can wait that long, say, and lower the tax rate.
Well, you can make as much as you want, but your Social Security will still be taxable as ordinary income.
Right.
It's complicated, and we could go on, but we are out of time.
Ooh.
So this is the time to encourage our radio program listeners to call you, Hall of Fame Financial Advisor Jim Bird, and you, Gary Garner, with Safe Harbor Financial Services in Gaffney. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Call 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for safe investing in the new economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL Excel is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.